Yeah, not too bad. It's a crazy couple of weeks since we've been playing. It's all kind of been a whirlwind. So yeah, it's very strange, and I can imagine it's pretty much the same back home.
Pretty much the same, it has to be said. I'm just looking at some of the webcams from Adelaide, and it seems no more than many places around the world. And maybe the situation, I'm not quite sure, I must check my figures, but maybe it's not as serious there as it is in other places around the world. But still, the Australian authorities taking the whole coronavirus situation very, very seriously. What is it like to be there? It must be pretty surreal at times there, Eilish.
Yeah, it's very different. Obviously, it hasn't hit here quite yet, like it has back home, obviously within Europe and Italy and everything. And it's just, yeah, it's kind of the beginnings of it really here. It's getting pretty serious, so especially over the last couple of days and the last week, you know, everything's starting to shut down. They're shutting schools in Victoria. Cases are rising hugely in the last even day or two. So things are starting to change an awful lot, and even here in Adelaide, a lot of businesses are shutting down, they're closing their doors, all events have been cancelled, cafes, restaurants are all made only to do takeaway. So like, it's a big massive change, and like the days that like there's sunshine and there's no one on the beaches, and that's a rare sight here in Adelaide. So people are really starting to take it very seriously, because it's not showing any signs of slowing down here just yet. It's really only kind of starting to hit home, and people are realizing how much it's spreading. So yeah, a little bit surreal, and obviously being away from home in a pandemic, I guess, is a strange feeling as well, because you know I'm here in Australia to play football and do that at a professional level, and you know that has been cut short. So I'm here, and you know with not a whole pile to do other than to, you know, stay safe and stay, you know, keep the social distancing going and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's a strange feeling being away from home in such a unusual event.
Of course, the season for you had just started. You were just getting into the swing of things, and it all came to a crashing halt. Where do you stand, though, if you don't mind me asking, in relation to your contract, in relation to your deal there? Does that remain in place? And is it now just a case for you to decide whether you want to stay and weather the storm there, or come home and be with family? But, of course, you'll have to self-isolate when you come home anyway. You have a lot of big decisions to make.
Yeah, of course there is, and you know, we got a few rounds played. It was the men's comp that only got one round in. So for it to be cut short for us was, you know, it was a huge decision for the AFL to make, and they even, you know, we had a vote as a players group to see where to go next once we, you know, found out that everything was starting to shut down and go into lockdown without, you know, NBA and everything shutting their games. And they kind of made the decision that they'd go into a final series rather than play a straight final between the two top teams. And, you know, it ended up not working out because, you know, they got to some of the final series, but they had to cut it. So there's actually going to be no winner of AFLW this year, which is, you know, it's sad to see, but I guess that's just the way it has gone. And then the men's only got their first round played, which is also sad. And they're pretty much out of work, out of a job until further notice, until May potentially, and even longer. So yeah, like there's a lot of decisions to be made. Like obviously there's no contract talks because no one knows how long it's going to go on, and contracts and stuff, you know, they're due to be talked about in April but have been pushed back again to May. So at the moment the club is really only focusing on the safety of the players and just trying to stay afloat, because it's obviously a huge financial hit to the club and, you know, to the AFL in general, because, you know, they make their money off sponsorships and off people coming to games, and without that, you know, there's no income, and, you know, people are losing jobs at a crazy rate. So, and even the men taking a 50% pay cut in their pay. So I think timing-wise, it was lucky for us because our season had almost come to a halt anyway, so, like, most of our payments had come through. So for us, we were lucky, we were fortunate in that sense. But yeah, like it's my main reason for staying out here. But you know, my visa will be up because, you know, my employment has basically stopped here, so it's due to be up in the next month or so. So I have to try and make a decision to try and get home, which I had made the decision to come home, but unfortunately my flight was cancelled on Saturday when I was due to fly. So the last couple of days I've been searching through every single travel agent, every flight we can look through, anything that's flying open, because all the stopover has been closed between the UAE and cuts in the core or any of the stopovers, so it's been proving quite difficult to actually get a flight home, and then some of the ones that are available are $10,000 one way trip. So financially, that's a big hit to take for a one-way trip home. So
a lot of decisions, yeah, of course. You mentioned the stopovers, the traditional Dubais and Singapores and Hong Kong. I know there's a direct flight from Perth to London now. Whether that's any good to you, I'm sure it'll cost you an arm and a leg as well.
That's not even running at the moment.
So all the options are narrowing very quickly. Yeah. Is it looking like, Eilish, you're going to have to stay there and weather the storm? Or are you still hopeful you can
at
get home?
At the moment, yeah, like we're still looking. Like there seems to be some flights appearing up, but they're been booked up very, very quickly. I have been booked on another flight for the 1st of April, which is next Wednesday. So I'm hoping that won't get cancelled again, which, you know, it's quite possible because the stopover is actually in Indonesia. And that just came out in the news here today that it's been badly hit and that they're expecting the figures to double in the next couple of days, It's hard to know how, until I'm actually on that plane and landed in Dublin Airport, I don't think I can fully trust that I'll, you know, make it from A to B. And even the flight that I'm on, it's quite a long one. It's Adelaide to Sydney, Sydney to Jakarta, Jakarta to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Dublin, and then Dublin to home. So
and you could end up getting getting stuck, unfortunately, in one of those. And I know you don't want to think about that, of course.
Yeah.
And you know, despite the beauty and the magnificence of the great continent that is Australia, probably the worst place in the world you could be, unfortunately, at this particular time. We wish you the very, very best of luck, Eilish. We hope you can get home and be with your family. I'm sure you prefer to be with your family at home and worry about the rest of it afterwards. If you are stuck there, we'll keep in touch with you. And hopefully the Australian authorities will look at your visa and all that. I'm sure they'll be quite flexible on that. But thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us this morning, Eilish Considine in Kilmihill. We wish you the very best of luck, Eilish. Take care.
Thanks so much.